This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. We'll finish the 8th chapter of Shabbos and begin the 9th. Mishnayot 5 to 7 in chapter 8 continue with the last few days' theme of how much do you have to carry to be liable. Mishnehe Adama, literally earth, Kechotam Hamartzufim, enough to make a seal. Right? They used to have family seals. When you would take a pack, maybe on a boat, you would seal your pack to make sure they knew it was yours. That is the Chotam Hamartzufim, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, so says Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim kechotam ha'igrot. You don't have to seal a pack. It's sufficient to have enough earth to make a sign, a seal for a letter. Zevel, right? Excrement, manure, v'chol hadak, and very coarse, very fine sand. Kedei lezavel kelach shel kruv. That's enough to fertilize cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, so says Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, chachamim disagree, and they say, k'dei lezavel kresha, in order to fertilize a leek, seems to be a smaller amount. Chol hagas, a coarser sand. K'dei litain al melo kaf sid, in order to fill a bowl, a trowel of lime, they would add sand to the lime in order to strengthen it. Kane, a reed. Kedei lasot kulmus, right, in order to make a quill. That's how they would write. They would take the quill, take a reed, dip it in the ink, they'd make a quill out of it. Im haya ave o merases, if it was too thick to be used as a pen, or it was crushed, the ink would leak out. Then you need enough of the reed that would serve as a fuel, right? You'd burn it. Kedei levashel bo beitza kala shebebeitzim, right? In order to cook the quickest cooking egg, chirufa, that's already beaten, unisuna beilfes, and it's already in a hot frying pan. One would imagine it takes just a little bit of reed to burn in order to finish off the cooking of that egg. Etzem. Right, Mishnah Vav, how much bone, right, do you have to carry to be liable? Kedei la'asot tarud, in order to make a spoon. Right, makes you thankful for stainless steel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei la'asos mimena chaf, in order to make the tooth of a key. They'd be individual teeth attached to a key, enough to make, obviously that tooth of a key is much smaller than a spoon. Zechuchid, how much glass do you have to carry? Kedei legarer barosh hakarkar, which is a weaver's needle, and they would sharpen the end of the needle with glass, enough glass to sharpen the end of the needle. Tror o even, right, a pebble, a rock. Kedei lizrok ba'of, enough to throw at a bird. It sounds cruel, but the bird is chirping and bothering you. You just kind of toss a stone at it to have it fly away. Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov omer, kedei lizrok bebehema. You can just scream at the bird, it will go away. In order to get rid of an animal, throw a stone at the animal, the stone has to be large enough to move the animal away. Cheres, right, an earthenware shard. Kedei litain ben patzim lechavero, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In order to place between planks or boards, I guess you're putting boards together and not each is uniform. You need to stuff it with something. Stuff it with an earthenware shard. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, kedei lachtos bo et ha'or, in order to literally move the coals with, right, like a poker from your fireplace. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kedei lekabel bo revis. The shard has to be able to hold that quarter log of liquid. Amra Meir Afal Pish Ein Raya Ladavar Zecha Ladavar, Reb Meir, who says you're using it to move coal, says, I don't have a proof, but I have a hint that I'm right. It says in Yeshayahu, V'lo yimatzei b'machtato cheres lachtot esh, right, mikud, right, that there shall not be found among the pieces a shard to take fire from the hearth. So there you find a scriptural, a biblical reference that you're using a shard of earthenware to move the fire. Amelo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says to him, Misham Raya. All right, from that pasuk, you're bringing me a proof. You only quoted half the pasuk. It ends, V'lach shof mayim migava. Right? Or not only could you use it to move the fire, you also use it to scoop out water. And that's Rabbi Yossi's position, that it has to hold this quarter log, the revis. Right? His retort to Rabbi Meir, don't quote me half a pasuk, it could go either way. Again, with that, we conclude a lengthy discussion of how much do you have to carry different items in order to be liable. Mishnah Tet takes us in, Perek Tet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 9, Mishnah 1, takes us in an entirely different direction. There is just, again, two pieces of background. One is that in order to teach us in every possible way how terrible idolatry was, the rabbis declared that items of idolatry, idols and paraphernalia of idolatry, will actually impart impurity. They'll make you tame. That's number one. Number two, there are different types of different ways to contract tuma, to become tame or impure. One is by being in a room with a corpse. One is by touch. There is also a concept of tuma bimasa, tuma by carrying. Right? If you had a woman who was a nida and you carried her on a stretcher, even if you didn't touch her, you would become tame by carrying. That is called tuma bimasa. Literally, masa is to carry. And with that, we begin the first Mishnah in the ninth parak. Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin la'avodah zara shemitame bimasa kinida. From where do I know that this object of idolatry will render something impure by carrying it, just like the woman who was Anita? Shenemar, we find a biblical source where we have a comparison between idolatry and the Nida, right? Tizarem kmo davat se tomarlo. There the verse in Yeshayahu says, you shall cast them away as a menstruous woman, referring to idols. You shall say to it, the idol, get away from here. Let's leave aside the issue of casting aside a menstruant. We'll put that with our Mishnah of three things that cause a woman to die during childbirth that require further investigation. But there, the Mishnah finds the comparison between the Nida and the object of Avodah Zarah. And it teaches, Mam Nida Mitama Bimasa, just like a woman who is a Nida will render something impure or Tame, right, by carrying, right, if she is carried, Avodah Zarah Mitama Bimasa, right, so too Avodah Zarah, an object of idolatry, idolatrous paraphernalia, is going to render somebody who carries it impure. That concludes our learning for today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.